This is Wild About Utah.
Winter is a season when most of us spend more of our time indoors. But wild animals don't have that option. Not only must they find ways to keep warm all winter, but they have to work harder to find food. That's why so many songbirds take advantage of the seeds and suet supplied by us humans at our bird feeders. We do the work for them. Over many years, I've learned which birds to expect at the feeders in our backyard. We host finches, sparrows, magpies, and doves year-round. In winter, we also see a lot of black-capped chickadees, American goldfinches, dark-eyed juncos, and pine siskins. Those are species that spend the warmer months in the forested mountains near our home, then come down for the winter into town where they know it's easier to find food. But other songbirds we only see a few times a year, ones that seem to survive just fine in the winter woods. That got me to wondering, how are they able to do that while others can't or won't? One survival strategy is to nibble all winter on food that they stored in the fall. It's called seed caching. That's C-A-C-H-E, like the valley around Logan. You may have heard of seed caching by the Clark's Nutcracker, well known for its habit of burying the large seeds of linder pine and pinyon pine for later use. But that approach only works if you can remember where you stashed food a few months ago. Clark's Nutcrackers are in the same family as crows, ravens, and jays, birds renowned for their cleverness, with a larger front part of their brains than other perching birds. What about smaller songbirds with tinier brains? Do they have good memories too? For some northern Utah songbirds that don't rely as much on feeders, the answer seems to be yes. They gather seeds, dried berries, and dead insects in the fall and stash them under bark or in crevices in tree trunks for later use. These seed-caching birds include the red-breasted nuthatch, juniper titmouse, and mountain chickadee. You might be wondering, wait, there's two different kinds of chickadee? How are they different? Well, they're pretty similar. The mountain chickadee's song and call are a bit higher pitched, and they sport a cute little eyebrow that blackcaps don't have. And despite having a brain slightly larger than a pea, they have great memories. Recently, some biologists conducted an ingenious experiment. They put radio tags on mountain chickadees, then hung out seed feeders equipped with radio frequency readers that would only open to certain individuals. That meant each bird would have to learn for itself which feeders were food sources for them. Then the scientists tracked how often the little critters would find the right feeders and how long it took them to remember which ones to visit. For most individuals, this didn't take long at all. Then the researchers switched things up, changing the radio frequency so the birds had to relearn where they could find seeds. It turned out that the birds who learned fastest the first time had the most difficulty adjusting to the change. The scientists think this shows that it's memory and not exploratory foraging that guides their feeding behavior. Mountain chickadees can live up to 9 years. A long time for such a tiny bird. Having a good long-term memory helps them do that. I think that's pretty awesome, even if it does keep them from visiting my feeders every winter. I'm Mark Brunson, and I'm wild about Utah's endlessly fascinating bird life.